previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Inflation could fall below 4% in the coming months, creating more room for action after September's interest rate cut. That's according to Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Kganyago, speaking to parliamentarians in Cape Town. Quoted by Bloomberg, Kganyago says he expects the next two or three prints could have a three handle on them, and that provides policy space for the bank. In other words, the next two or three inflation numbers could start with 3 point something, and that really would open the door for further rate cuts. In fact, the central bank's own forecasts see consumer price growth settling at 3.6% for the last quarter of this year and averaging 4% next year. A more cautious view, however, from corporate law firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, CDH, which says the emergence of construction mafias has put a serious dent in South Africa's real estate sector. CDH says it has driven up costs, delayed projects, and deterred investments. CDH senior associate Lulama Lobola says both local and international investors are wary of committing funds to projects that may be subject to extortion or disruption. Well-organized mafias, which call themselves local business forums, first emerged in 2015, according to Business Day. They invade construction sites and demand a ransom or a stake in development projects, often violently. Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson has promised a crackdown on these construction mafias. On the markets, the JSE ended last evening flat. That's both the all-share and top 40. One big casualty, mining house Sibanye-Stillwater, down 9% on a ruling by a London court that it may be liable for as much as $1.2 billion, about 21 billion rand, in compensation to a UK private equity firm following the cancellation of a deal to buy shares in two mine-owning companies. The court found Sibanye liable for damages that will be determined at a trial scheduled for next year. Sibanye has just declared a 7 billion rand loss, following a 37 billion rand loss for the whole of last year. Its share closed last evening at 17 rand 61, down from a high of nearly 200 rand just 2 years ago. London's FTSE also just beneath flat. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq all slightly down. Tokyo this morning up 0.6%. No Hong Kong, closed for a holiday. Sydney down 0.1%. The US dollar remains firmer at 109 to the euro. The rand at 17.49 to the dollar, 19.13 to the euro, 22.83 to sterling. Gold at 2,644, platinum 978, Bitcoin just over 60,600, and Brent crude oil just over $79 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.